This is your favorite daily devotional podcast channel, Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba. However your time zone, God bless you today in Jesus' name. Child of God, what's in your hand? What is in your hand? This is the question God asked Moses. This question was raised in Exodus chapter 4 and verse 2, where God called Moses and told him to go lead the children of Israel into the promised land. That rod in Moses' hand, to Moses it was just a rod to beat goats and sheep, but to God it was an instrument for miracles. The staff, by the enablement of the Almighty God, became a tool for performing miracles, to part the Red Sea, to perform the 10 plagues in Egypt, to bring water out of the rock. Hallelujah. Child of God, what's in your hand? Jesus used what was available in the hand of the boy. To the disciples, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes couldn't feed 5,000 people. But to God, it was more than enough. In John chapter 6, verse 5 through 12, Jesus was teaching, ministering to a multitude of over 5,000 people. There was a challenge, having kept the people for so long. Child of God, it was morally right and expedient to feed the large crowd. For the disciples, they preferred Jesus to just send this crowd away after ministering to them. Jesus said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in his mind what he was going to do. Hallelujah. One of the disciples said to Jesus, "It would take 6 months' salary to at least feed this crowd." But suddenly, the 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread with a hand of miracle fed over 5,000 people. What is in your hand? Again, I ask you, what is in your hand that you think is nothing? What have you got in that hand that you don't know can multiply? If God could make a rod become a vessel for manifesting power, parting the Red Sea, dealing with Egypt, then your tool of labor, the little you have, can be blessed for greatness. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 10 says, "Do not despise these small beginnings." Child of God, in 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7, the widow of a prophet was in debt and had no means of paying up. She went to Elisha for help. And what did he do? He asked her, "What do you have in your house?" She replied, "Nothing, just a little oil." To her, that oil was nothing, but to God, it was what he needed to meet her current need. Elisha gave instructions, and the little oil filled barrels and was sold to cover the debts. What a mighty God. Child of God, what do you have in your hand? In the Bible, God used people's current abilities and possessions to bless them and increase their lot. At every point in a person's destiny, there's a manifestation of his destiny available to him for his use to get to that destiny. What you are going to be is going to come out from what you have and what you are now. With diligence and prayer, the blessings of God will give you unprecedented increase and coast enlargement. Don't despise that little. It will become something great to bless you and others, that which you have in your hand. Now say this with me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Forgive me of all my sins and trespasses. Write my name in the book of life. Make me a candidate of your kingdom. Holy Spirit, lead me totally in Jesus' name. I surrender all to you. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Now open your hands as I pray with you today. Let your amen be domineering. Your hands will be blessed in Jesus' name. Your labor will not be in vain. Whatever you lay those hands upon, the blessings of God will envelop them in the name of Jesus. The glory which cannot be hindered, receive in Jesus' name. Sorrow will not be your lot. Past disappointments are turning into blessings. Things will work for you. Emptiness is gone, disappointment gone. Heaven announce you and open doors of opportunity for you today in Jesus' name. God bless you and happy birthday, and congratulations to those having wedding anniversaries today You are blessed and blessed and blessed in Jesus' name. Thanks so much for listening, and please do share this message with as many as possible. God bless you today and enrich you with signs and wonders in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Connect Hallelujah every day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat, or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.